our heavenly protectors. We often think of guardian angels as a special angel only for children. But the truth is, we all have a guardian angel for our entire lives. Our angels are a gift from God. They watch over us, aid us in prayer, enlighten us, guide us, and protect us. Angels are mentioned in both the Old and New Testament, and many saints have visions of their guardian angels. We can hope that our guardian angel will help us during our journey to eternal happiness in heaven. The Feast of the Guardian Angels is celebrated on October 2nd. Although guardian angels have been venerated since the early days of the Church, it wasn't until the 17th century that Pope Clement X extended the feast day to the Universal Church. It comes just 2 days after the Feast of the Archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. On this Feast of the Guardian Angels in 2011, Pope Benedict XVI said, "Dear friends, our Lord is always near and active in human history and follows us with the unique presence of his angels that today the Church venerates as guardian, in other words, those who minister God's care for every man. From the beginning until death, human life is surrounded by their constant protection. It is an established Christian belief that each individual person has their own guardian angel assigned to watch over their soul." There are 3 important verses in the Catholic Bible from which this belief is drawn. Psalm 90, verse 11. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways." Matthew 18, verse 10. "See, that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Hebrews 1, verse 14. "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of them that shall inherit salvation?" These verses has led St. Jerome, one of our early church fathers, to conclude, "How great the dignity of the soul, since each one has from his birth an angel commissioned to guard it." Many others wrote about our guardian angels, including St. John Chrysostom, St. Basil, and St. Thomas Aquinas. According to Aquinas, our guardian angels have a good influence over us, but they cannot control our free will. Guardian angels' influence will guide us, acting upon our intellect through our senses and our imagination. When they do this, they are influencing our will to do good and avoid evil. So, really, their job is to help you get to heaven. Thus, guardian angels do not control us by any means. They do greatly assist us in finding and doing God's will. Our guardian angels are also able to protect us from danger, as well as assist us in prayer and meditation on the divine things of God. We don't only have the scriptures and the earthly fathers of the Church who tell us about our guardian angels. We also have the saints, some of which actually witnessed their guardian angel in action. In many cases, their guardian angel was visible to them. These include Saint Padre Pio, who could see his guardian angel, which would often send him on special missions. Saint Faustina Kowalska, whose guardian angel accompanied her to observe the pains of the holy souls in purgatory. And Saint Gemma Galgani, to name a few. Saint Gemma wrote much about her guardian angel in her autobiography, including this account. "One evening, when I was suffering more than usual, I was complaining to Jesus and telling him that I would not have prayed so much if I had known that he was not going to cure me. And I asked him why I had to be sick this way. My angel answered me as follows: 'If Jesus afflicts you in the body, it is always to purify you in the soul. Be good.'" Ask yourself this question today: how is my relationship with my guardian angel? Do I listen to him? Do I say good morning to him in the morning? Do I ask, "Watch over me when I sleep"? Do I speak with him? Do I ask his advice? He is by my side. We can answer this question today, each of us. How is our relationship with this angel that the Lord has sent to watch over me and accompany me on my journey, and who always sees the face of the Father who is in heaven? So, Today's the day to tell your guardian angel, thank you for your daily guidance, and to show gratitude to God for assigning a powerful heavenly protector for your personal care. It is also a good time to make the resolution to pray with our guardian angel daily, as our Heavenly Father admonishes us. As Saint Bernard of Clairvaux plainly says in his sermon, he has given his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. These words should fill you with respect, inspire devotion, and instill confidence, respect for the presence of angels, devotion because of their love and service, and confidence because of their protection. And so, the angels are here. They are at your side. They are with you, present on your behalf. They are here to protect you and serve you. But even if it is God who has given them this charge, we must, nonetheless, be grateful to them for the great love with which they obey and come to us in our great need. So let us be devoted and grateful to such great protectors. Let us return their love and honor them as much as we can and should. Yet all our love and honor must go to Him, for it is from Him that they receive all that makes them worthy of our love and respect. Even though we are children and have a very long and dangerous way to go, with such protectors, what have we to fear? They who keep us in all our ways cannot be overpowered or led astray, much less lead us astray. They are always loyal, prudent, and powerful.